We need to seek his enabling. Love each other as I have loved you. If we love like this, then others will notice. They will see that we are Jesus' disciples. Jesus had said just a little bit earlier the same evening, "A new command I give you, love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." It's our love for one another that's the thing that will capture the world's attention. Koinonia fellowship is deeply attractive. It might be scary, but it's attractive too. It's our love for each other that would speak most clearly of God in our midst. On Tuesday evening and again next Sunday, we'll be looking at small steps we might take towards practically living out this kind of Koinonia fellowship here in Westcott. And as Alan said, Tuesday's meeting will be at our home, Helen and my home, in Westcott. Please let one of us know if you're coming, and bring a pair of slippers with you. I don't think that we all need to share a communal lifestyle in order to deepen our fellowship. We already do share in fellowship together in some contexts, be that in the women's group, or men's working party, or various shared activities that we do together. We all have a regular opportunity to share in fellowship by making the most of our conversations over coffee at the end of the service or the monthly breakfast. But I know that we can have so much more because I've experienced it at Post Green. I have to admit that my own passion for that kind of shared life that I saw there has somewhat faded over the years, maybe worn down by the reality of everyday life, or perhaps my own unwillingness to sacrifice for the common good. But I know that we can have much more. Imagine a church where no one's lonely, no one's worried, feeling isolated, no one's unappreciated, undervalued, or unaccepted. No one has unmet needs, financial, emotional, spiritual, practical. No one needs to keep secrets because they're ashamed or afraid of what others might think. Now, that's all possible if we deepen our Koinonia fellowship. If we share life together for the common good. Let's pray.